Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we discuss everything White Horse and then some. Sponsored by MSCR, we are your hosts, Yushia
and Lula.
And today we'll be speaking with Mr. Keppel. Mr. Keppel is the assistant principal here at White Horse. He has been overseeing many school projects, and today we'll be talking about the new playground equipment and canopy.
Hey, how are we all doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So, are you ready for question number one?
Yeah, we got 13 minutes until fantastic buses are coming. And you know how much I love bus duty.
Why did you choose this year to build the playground? Like, because you have done it, like, last year before COVID happened.
Well, we actually wanted to have this done last summer. And I remember 2 years ago in October, Wiedereth and I and... We're on Zooming because we're still at home. And I remember my kids being there. We're going over plans for the playground. And I had my daughter looking at colors. I remember going through many different color schemes. And we're like, oh, this is going to be great. Students are going to come back for like 2 months maybe at the end of the year. And then we're going to have this great playground built. But then things happened. And they kept pushing the date back and back and back and back. And finally, we got one this spring. And... we're happy with it.
It was really quickly built.
Yeah.
Okay, so question number two is, who designed this playground, and did you have any say in it, and is there anything you would have changed?
Yes, we did get to design. So the makers of the playground gave us a couple different schemes, and a scheme is like a design. And so we got to pick a couple schemes, but we only had a certain amount of budget to go with. And I can't remember the exact budget. I believe it was somewhere around $40,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but it actually doesn't go a long ways because you got to buy the equipment, and then we also have to pay for the installation. So we knew we had a limited amount of money, and we had to pick from a couple different schemes. And one of the things that Principal Wiedereth and I both wanted were swings, because, you know, we think swings are great. I love swings. She liked swings. My kids love swings. I think swings are great. So we wanted 8 swings, but we also wanted something else. And the netting, that big the sphere thing, looked kind of cool. So we're like, oh, let's do that. I don't know what it's called.
It's like a mini jungle gym, I would say.
Yeah.
It's like netted over. I love how kids can sit on top.
And then there's some random climbing things. I don't really know what those things are, but people like to hang on them.
There's something interesting.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it all went down. And it just took a really long time. And everybody kept blaming COVID. I don't know. I'll blame COVID for everything, too. I also, I gained, 15 pounds, and I'm going to blame COVID. It wasn't my poor choices. It's actually COVID.
Yeah, everything's COVID.
Yeah.
You should know this by now.
I know.
Who paid for it? Was it grant money?
In the government, there's something called ESSER funds. And during COVID, President Biden and Congress set up, and I think it might have started under President Trump, something called ESSER relief funds. And there are funds that taxpayers paid for to go for certain causes. And federally, the government gave schools blank amount of money, and Madison got such and such amount of money. And we had to find something that students could do outside because the money had to go to mitigating factors. And so we're like, okay, well, if you're outside, you're less likely to transfer COVID. So what if we build a playground and we can use the money that way? And we put together a grant and we wrote a proposal, not really ever thinking it would get chosen, but it got chosen.
So this decision took this whole thing took 3-4 years to pan out.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And so overall, the ESSER funds, there's a couple, hundreds of billions of dollars spread out throughout the country for schools, from everything from playground to band equipment. You know, we're in the band room right now. ESSER money was used during COVID for, I think there are covers over the trumpets. And so there's a whole lot of mitigating factors to try to prevent the spread of COVID. And hopefully COVID's gone-ish.
Enough?
Yeah, enough.
Yeah, I wish just public schools had more funds in general.
Right.
I had 2 flutes, both missing a spring in a row.
You should tell your band teacher about that. Maybe he could fix it. I don't know.
So are we going to, like, right now we only have, like, 15 minutes of recess. Are we going to extend it so that we can enjoy it? Like, next year, are we going to be able to extend it?
Yeah, so we actually, so next year we're going to have a totally new type of schedule. And so you're going to have advisories for 30 minutes every day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be, like, 25 to 29 minutes. And that's going to be, and so each day it's going to be maybe your Wednesday organization day. Maybe Friday is going to be circle times. So every day is going to be a different theme in advisory. But then every period after that is going to be 50 minutes. And lunch is included as a period. So there will be 50-minute lunches starting next year.
50 minutes lunches and 50 minutes recess? Or?
No. Nice try.
Okay.
Or it's like that was pretty good. No, so.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Well, no, actually, I would hate that because I would have to supervise.
No,
it.
No, you would love that. When I was coming to middle school, I thought that between each period, we had 15 minutes of a break.
Oh, yeah, that's a total lie. That sounds awful, by
that's,
the way.
That's just that like 15 amazing. Minutes to walk in a class.
Just like, just 15 minutes to like roam the halls. That actually seems really unsafe.
Yeah. That sounds like a disaster. But no, you'll have 50 minutes. So you have to have 20 minutes to eat lunch. That says, the government says, all kids in public schools have to have 20 minutes in the cafeteria. Now, whether the 20 minutes comes after recess or before recess, that's something we got to work out. Because we got to work with Schenck, who also has three lunch periods, to try to figure out a way so that both schools can get lunches at a certain time, and both schools are probably going to start at the same time next year. So I'm thinking one of the grades is going to have to do recess outside first for a half an hour and then come inside for their to eat after lunch recess. So it might be kind of weird, but it'll all work out. We'll get there.
Are we going to get any other new changes to the school structurally? Because I know this was like 4 years panned out, but is there anything else?
So there will no longer be 90-minute math and 90-minute language arts classes.
I mean, like, structurally.
So, like, let me talk about that 90 minutes. So there'll be a 50-minute math, a 50-minute language arts, and then every day there'll be a 50-minute intervention period. And so one day it'll be language arts, the other day math. So I don't want everybody to hear this and be like, oh, my gosh. So structurally, we are getting over the summer. Like, we should be getting a new band and orchestra room. So when you guys come back in the fall.
Like, redecorated?
Oh, yeah, totally like, redecorated with new cabinets.
Shelves. Stands?
No, we got new stands, I believe, recently. And we got new chairs recently. So and we got new instruments recently. So basically, the band and orchestra rooms are going to be totally redesigned. That project is supposed to start in the summer. But remember, we also thought the playground was going to be a year earlier. But, you know, from talking to the company, it seems like they're going to start. This is a $140,000 project that we wrote a grant for. And that is also paid for by ESSER funds. We had to spend this money before it was taken away.
We should add, like, the clapping sound effect right there.
Yeah. I will, and I'm excited. So I don't know when this is going to take place either. That's one thing I'm working with Mr. Mello and Mr. Swigum downtown and the company, because we also have summer school here this summer, and so we got to figure out a way. You know, when is this work going to get done? It can't get done in a day. It can't even get done in a week. We're talking like 30 or 40 different cabinets to put together. So it's going to be a lot of work, and we'll have to work around people too.
And is there going to be anything else added outside of school as of right now?
No, I don't think so.
Aw.
Sorry.
I saw that they were putting like wood chips down. Are they growing grass?
They're going to try to grow grass under the shade. Yeah.
I don't like grass.
So we got that canopy outside, and they took out all the grass and the garden that was there. Well, it wasn't really a garden. It was
like
just a bunch
just
of
like
weeds
trees.
Growing. Yeah.
That was a nice garden.
Oh, okay. Usually it just ended up boys going in the garden at lunch and taking the burrs and then throwing them at each other.
I mean, that was fun.
I guess. Could be fun. But they're going to try to grow grass. I don't know how that will work considering there's shade and grass needs sun to grow. But what do I know? I'm just, you know.
You're just the
vice. A teacher.
Yeah, I don't know stuff.
And why did the school decide to add a playground in the middle of the school area.
Well, remember, it was going to be added last summer. And so all this was going to be done. Students were going to come back. Welcome back was going to be outside under that canopy. And then it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And then they came to us and be like, oh, we could do it this summer. And Ms. Wiedereth and I were like, well, no, let's just do it now. Let's get it done with. They can at least end the school year with a playground.
And is there also a reason that the design that we have now was chosen?
It was just, remember, we had that certain amount of money, and we had to pick from a couple designs. And really, Principal Wiedereth and I just sat down and thought about what would students like the most. And maybe in the future we can add on to it. Probably not anytime soon, because it's brand new and we don't have a ton of money.
At the end of the docs, I made a kitty cat. I made an emoticon of kitty cat. Everybody needs to appreciate it with their hearts.
Oh, that's good. You made a cat?
It's really good. It's
you did that?
Yes, that was me.
I thought you found that online.
No.
And just copied and pasted that.
It's beautiful.
Oh, you could do that as a career someday.
Oh my gosh.
If you study hard, one day.
You have to study for that?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
A very pretty cat.
I know.
What's the cat's name?
Tom.
Oh, I like Tom. Okay.
Tom sounds British.
Tom?
Yeah.
Tom.
He seems, I would say more like Russian. He seems Russian to me.
Yeah, this is a really important discussion. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm thinking we should,
That's it?
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about next time?
I have a podcast on Gore World.
Oh. We should have Miss Braxton and I. Or we could do top 10 complaints. You could come up with 10.
Just exposing yourself.
Wait, yes, top 10 complaints, and you could throw them at me and
from
listen to me.
Students from every grade.
Right.
Are you going to try to defend them?
Of course I will.
It's like judge duty.
This is a middle.
Yes.
This is an underfunded middle school.
We should do that, though.
Yeah. Top 10, and they got to be petty complaints, too. Like, not serious complaints, petty.
Okay, I got one right now. Why do we have, I kind of know this reason, but why do we need a teacher to escort us to the bathrooms?
Do you know what happens if we don't have escorts to the bathroom?
Why don't you trust us?
Yes,
why don't I trust y'all? Oh, my gosh.
See, I feel like this is a very important factor in learning.
You know some of the things I've had to deal with from people doing in the bathroom over the 17 years? Oh, yeah, I'm old.
How old are you?
41.
Oh, that's not old.
Mr. Updike's older than you.
Yeah, Mr. Updike's pretty old. I think he's, yeah. So Mr. Updike could have retired decades ago, but he just hangs on there. So I think we're getting the curtain call from Mr. Mello.
Okay.
Yes. And that is it for this podcast today.
All right.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you all soon.
Toodaloo.